Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 139 for Thursday, November 12th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. Rice Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Thursday morning, seeing a corrective bounce after dropping sharply on Tuesday. Canola is up $3 to $5, the January contract up $3.70 at $471.70 per ton. Canadian markets were closed yesterday for Remembrance Day, but Chicago soybeans moved up, and canola is now seeing some rebalancing with its U.S. counterpart. Chart-based buying contributed to the advances amid ideas that Tuesday's losses were overdone. Some end-user bargain hunting was also uncovered, while farmers are not thought to be aggressive sellers on the other side. The Canadian dollar is weaker Thursday morning. That's another supportive influence for canola. Weather conditions in South America remain at the forefront of the markets as well, with dryness in some parts of Brazil being offset by reports of improving weather elsewhere. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat are both higher, while the bias is lower in corn. Soybeans up 1 to 5 cents, the January contract up 3 at $8.64 per bushel. Soybeans had started the overnight session on a softer footing, but have managed to move up with good end-user demand and some speculative buying interest. However, the forecasts calling for rain in some of the dry areas of Brazil did limit the advances. The large U.S. supply situation remains a bearish influence on beans as well. Corn is steady to down 2 cents, the December contract a quarter cent lower at $3.62 per bushel. Corn remains stuck within a rather narrow range, although the bumper U.S. crop is keeping the bias to the downside. But on the other side, South Korea was in the market this morning buying over 100,000 tons of U.S. corn, and there are ideas that the recent price softness may be bringing in more export demand as well. Wheat is up 1 to 6 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 3 at $4.97 per bushel. While the U.S. continues to miss out on export opportunities, recent losses were seen as overdone, and values are showing some consolidation off of nearby lows. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, November 12th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.